The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
So 7 seconds to go here for Kearney High. Bearcats need at least two here. They're down by two. Stiffham in the offensive end. Stiffham dribbles that right side. 4 seconds left. She'll drive off glass. It's in! And there's the buzzer! Stiffham with a strong drive on the right side. Banked it in. We're going to head to overtime.
Tonight, the postseason begins for the Kearney Lady Bearcats as they host Lincoln North Star in the A7 District Semifinal. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Miller South down by one, gets it up on the right side. Penetration here by Navity, and blocked inside by Miller. Ball's on the ground, it's a help ball. Possession arrow belongs to the Cats, and so does the ball.
Kearney is red hot, winning 13 straight heading into the postseason, including a big win over North Star earlier this month. It's the Navigators and Bearcats coming up next, but first in your Tech Seat pregame show, we'll take you live to Kearney High School with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Football with Mark Schlereth.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kearney High School for the first time in school history.
The Bearcats
playing host to a district playoff game that they themselves are involved in. New format here in Class A, where the home team gets the host, top-seeded team tonight gets the host. So Kearney High, who, by the way, would have hosted anyway, because they're the overall number one seed in the A7 district, and as a result, if they win tonight, not only will Kearney High have their first ever home district playoff game tonight, they'll have their second one on Tuesday if they can work their way past Lincoln North Star. A task that should be certainly within Kearney High's grasp. The Bearcats, as we mentioned, the number one seed in the A7 bracket, so the number seven overall seed in the state. They come in with a record of 17-5. North Star is 6-15 on the season. North Star has not beaten a team with a winning record on the year, and of their losses, one of those was about a 25-point loss to the Bearcats just about 2.5-3 weeks ago. So Kearney High would certainly be a prohibitive favorite in this game against North Star. It would be a surprise if the Gators could come here all the way from Lincoln and pull off the upset. But again, that's exactly why they play it on the court. And we'll take a quick break here in just a moment. We'll be back with the starters as it will be Kearney High, the number one overall seed here in the A7 bracket. They'll be taking on Lincoln North Star. And don't forget that the other side of the bracket will be Grand Island, who traveled to Fremont. And so those two teams will be doing battle. And then if those teams, if Kearney High wins, they'll host the winner of that game for you coming up on Thursday. And again, that game will be right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your year leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters right after this timeout.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. Let's give you our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln North Star. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 6-15 on the year, and their starters are these. Leighton Brugman is a 5'10 junior. She'll start with Justine Greese, 5'4 and a junior. Bailey Bowles is a 5'9 junior. She'll play guard. Jenna Teeterman is a 5'9 sophomore. She'll start with Angelique Archie, who is 5'11 and a senior. She'll be the center here for the Gators and head coach Alan Simpson. And now for the Kearney High Bearcats, it is the same starters that we've had for you all year here on ESPN Radio. As Kelsey Stiffham, a 5'7 senior, will make the start. Stiffham is the leading scorer here for Kearney High on the season, as she's been averaging about 12.3 points per ball game. Lauren Spiker, 5'9 and a junior. She averages about 7.4 points a ball game. Brianna Obermiller, 5'9 and a junior. She's one of the leading rebounders, but she also is averaging about 4.5 points per ball game. Skylar Snyder, a 5'10 junior, best player here for the Bearcats. She leads the team in scoring with 16.3 points and about 5 rebounds per ball game. And Brianna Miller, 6'3 senior, will make the start down low. And Miller averaging 7.7 points and 8.5 rebounds a game here for head coach Jason Boyd. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Bearcats in their home white uniforms here in the district action. They'll be taking on North Star, who will be in the dark blue uniforms, white numbers, a little bit of red and white trim on those uniforms as well. And we're just about ready to get things underway here exclusively on ESPN 1460. Glad to be bringing you more high school girls basketball here as Kearney High will be playing host to Lincoln North Star. Don't forget, on our myriad of stations, we have some more high school basketball action for you on Classic Hits 98.9, the C-110 sub-district. It'll be Kearney Catholic and Cozad set to tip off at 7 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That's boys basketball. And at 7:30, there'll be Sandy Creek and Donovan Trumbull in the C-29 sub-district, and that'll be on our sister station KJS 12:30. And we'll have D-26 sub-district action. Hartland Lutheran taking on Giltner on the breeze, 94-5. Here we're just about set and ready to go. Ball is in the air, and the tip is going to be controlled here. Bearcats win the tip with Skylar Snyder. Snyder will get it over here for Stiffham. He'll give it right side for Spiker. Spiker gives it off left side for Snyder. Snyder's going to drive on the baseline. Shot's going to be a little bit short. Offensive rebound, buckets up and good for Brianna Miller. So Miller is able to hit the putback, and Kearney High has their first two-point lead of the ball game. And the Bearcats in their new white numbers down low. You hear the good roar there for the student body. Entry pass down low for North Star as Archie got the ball down low, was able to post and shoot over the top of Miller. On the baseline, quick low runner here for Snyder. Snyder's shot is going to be no good. And rebound taken out here by North Star. And the rebound ripped out of there by Archie. Good start for the 5'11 senior, who plays much bigger than that. And she has long arms. She's trying to post up a little bit in the lane here against Miller. But then backing out to near midcourt is going to be Bowles. Bowles standing on the cat paw, getting some instructions here from Coach Simpson. And now she'll dribble to the right side as she's picked up by Spiker. Gives it top of the circle here as they get the ball over for Archie. Archie now is just going to hand the ball off to Greese. And Greese again will dribble to the center jump circle here. And she'll be picked up man-to-man by Stiffham. And again, we'll hand the ball off for Bowles. And just not a lot happening here at all for North Stars. Kearney High is in a little zone. They're sagging off, and now they're coming to attack. They double-team the basketball, and they're in trouble, and they just throw it away. It's last touch by the Gators and out of bounds. They trap Bowles over there. Spiker and stiffed him. And she threw a blind bounce pass that was then off the hands of one of the Gators and out of bounds. And Snyder could have stole it, but she let it go out of bounds. They'll skip it off on the left side. Will the Bearcats over for Spiker, who gets it down low for Stitham. Stitham's going to take it off glass. No good. Rebound's going to be picked up by Stitham. And inside, Skylar Snyder gets the offensive rebound and scores. So Snyder getting the ball down low. And North Star will get it out to Brugman. Brugman has her pass deflected, but Greece is able to pick it up. They'll get it down low to Archie. Now Archie off glass, no good. Offensive rebound here for Bowles. And Bowles turns the ball over, tried to outlet it, and she's going to just miss the target on that far side. And the Rowdies in the white paw T-shirts, yeah, we've seen them sit for the last time tonight, I'm sure. They're making some pretty good noise on that far side. With the ball is Obermiller. Skips it off right side here for Spiker. Spiker, they leave her open for three, so she's going to fire the three. It's going to be no good. And Skylar Snyder will pull down the rebound and hit the bucket, and we've got a timeout. Timeout being taken here by Lincoln North Star. Bearcats with a 6-2 lead here in the early stages. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 6:24 to go, quarter number one, 6-2. Bearcats with lead over North Star. Back after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The Bearcats with a 6-2 lead here, enough to cause North Star to call the timeout. Bearcats will press them, but Bowles is able to dribble that up, and she loses the ball, but it's knocked out of bounds on that right side by Stidham. So on the baseline, North Star will maintain the possession here. Bowles to trigger it in. Bearcats right now going zone on the inbounds play. They get it to the elbow. Driving here is going to be Brugman. Brugman with a little jumper goes off glass and going to be rebounded by Brugman. So Brugman was able to pull down the miss. Now she's going to drive in the lane. Little floater up and good. So Leighton Brugman gets her first bucket of the night. And it's now 6-2. Bearcats have the lead. And they're working around the perimeter with it to Stitham. Stitham gives it off to Spiker over on that right side for Snyder. Snyder looking to the inside here for Miller, but they're going to skip it out on that left side. A little hesitation there for Stitham. She'll give to Spiker, and Spiker will drain a three. Lauren Spiker hits the three-pointer, and the Bearcats now with a 9-4 lead. And they'll trap the basketball. Bowles has it in the offensive end. They double-team her, and she's looking to throw, nearly thrown in the backcourt. And they'll kick it off to the left side. Greece, she's going to fire a three, no good. Rebounded by Stitham, and then we have a foul. Stitham pulled down the defensive rebound and then was fouled. And that'll be the first foul of the game here on Bailey Bowles. Her first team's first. In fact, that's the first foul against either team here with 4:19 to go in quarter number one. Coverage of district and state basketball being brought to you by Husker Power Products of Hastings. Check them out for all your irrigation power needs. On the dribble on the right wing here is going to be Snyder. Snyder gets it down low off glass shot. No good for Miller and rebounded in underneath by North Star. Snagging the bound there is going to be Michelle Tomlin, who checked in a little bit ago. And now Carney will pressure the basketball, but North Star gets it up ahead here for Brugman. Brugman's going to dribble off that left side. Shot going to be no good. Rebound in underneath. Shot going to be blocked in by Miller, and Miller comes up with a basketball. She's got the block and then the rebound. And now on the right side, jumper good by Lauren Spiker. In transition, Spiker is able to dribble it, just get the pass there and just stroke it in. And it's a 7-point lead here for Kearney High, 11-4. And again, North Star has problems with Kearney High's press. Brugman has it right side, throws it down low for Archie. And Archie with a little left-handed drive, she'll score. Kearney an eyelash away from coming up with a couple of steals there, but when they finally were able to get a little open space on that left wing, Bowles was able to find Archie for the bucket. Skip pass over here for Spiker. She'll fire a three. That one's going to be no good. And we've got a rebound in underneath for Kearney High, and then the foul committed by the Gators. So nice job for the Bearcats pulling down the rebound there, and Brugman's going to be called for the foul, and Snyder will step to the line to shoot a couple. So we'll give her credit for a rebound. Can't give her a point here just yet because she misses the first of two free throws. Score remains 11-6, 3 minutes to go here in quarter number one. And the second free throw is up and good. So she makes one out of two. So Kearney High now up by six. Ball knocked in the backcourt. Out of bounds. Trying to track it down. Stitham. Nice hands there by Stitham. And as we mentioned, Grand Island, Fremont on the other side of this bracket. If Kearney High can win this one, they'll host the winner of that game on Thursday right here on ESPN Radio. Ball handed off here to Greece. She's standing at the center jump circle. Now it's going to be picked up man-to-man by Stitham. And they'll give it off here on the left side for Brugman. Back around the perimeter we go. Top of the circle with it is Greece. Greece gets it just inside the top of the key on the left wing here for Archie. And they'll just get the ball back around the perimeter and we'll restart it. Kearney right now going 2-3 zone. And now Stitham will come out and extend that zone just a little bit to pressure the ball. Brugman has it. And right now Spiker's just letting her drain some time off the clock. They're just playing a little catch here. And again, I think North Star wants to have this to be as few possessions as possible. And the Bearcats with a 6-point lead are somewhat content to say, all right, keep milking the clock. You're the team behind. We got a lot of basketball left here. And now they'll try to trap. They get it off on the left side. Now they drive. There's Brugman. And Brugman's a little runner. It's up and in. So Leighton Brugman, once Kearney High went for the trap, they found a little seam, and Brugman dribbled through it and hit a 15-footer. Little runner in the lane. Wow, what a drive by Stitham. Stitham, nice little jump stop, and then went back in the air, took it off the glass, and a nice drive there for Stitham. And Kearney High was able to get the bucket that it took North Star about a minute and a half to get. They got in the span of about 9 seconds. So with the ball here on the dribble is going to be Bowles. Bowles kicks left side for Greece. Greece with the three, no good. Obermiller pulls down the rebound, and Kearney High is on the run, and they'll get it up ahead on the run. Drive by Spiker, no good, but Spiker is fouled. And that'll be on Angelique Archie. That's the first on her. And to the line goes Kearney High. They hand the basketball here to Spiker, and Spiker hits the first of two free throws. For North Star, checking in the game is going to be Hannah Graff. And also in the game is going to be Samantha Miller. So second free throw here for Spiker. That's back the iron and no good. And rebound is tracked down in the corner. Good hustle there by Obermiller to get the offensive rebound. Now a little runner in the lane. Shot's going to be no good. Rebounded by Archie. And Archie will end the possession and outlet the basketball over here for Miller. Miller double-teamed in a lot of trouble. They're going to call a foul. It's going to bail them out, and that's going to be a foul here on Skylar Snyder. And Snyder, if she doesn't commit the foul there, was going to have a layup. So it's the first on Snyder, first against the Bearcats here, as we're in the final minute of quarter number one. 15-8, Bearcats on defense. They're working inside for Archie. Archie drives, and it's going to be a held ball. It was blocked by Brianna Miller. She comes up with the block. Possession arrow is pointing to the Gators, so they'll maintain the possession here. Angelique Archie had it, brought that ball down low, and a good job of Miller tying up the ball without committing a foul. Inbounded for Brugman. They'll kick the ball back out here for Miller. Miller's going to fire a three. That's no good. Long rebound taken out here. Now the layup to Snyder. Good. Stiffen with the rebound, and Snyder with the bucket. So Stiffen gets that long rebound and is able to cash in some points. Bearcats now lead it by nine. Around the perimeter we go. With it is Miller. Miller gives it off on that last side. North Star tries a three. No good. Rebound ripped out of there by Obermiller. Bearcats on the run. They're trying to get it down low, and the ball's knocked loose. Peters is trying to track it down. It's going to be a hell ball. And a look of disgust on the official's face as Alan Simpson thought there might have been a foul in there or something. In any event, I thought it was an obvious hell ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to the Bearcats. Michelle Tomlin going to check in here for Lincoln North Star.
For Kearney High, number 14, Laura Lauren Spiker.
And Lauren Spiker back into the game here for the Cats as well. Stedham will inbound it, and they'll get it in the lane for Snyder. Snyder, a little runner, no good. Offensive rebound, and that's going to be held again. That'll be a jump ball. The rebound by Miller, but Miller brought it down to her shoulders, and they collapsed on her. It's going to be a held ball, and the possession arrow points to North Star, but they don't have a whole lot of time to do anything with it. There's only 7.6 to go here in the first quarter. Bearcats have a 17-8 lead. So the Gators making a number of substitutions here, and I think they want to try to get as much speed on the court as they can because they're going to have to make something happen here pretty quick. Ball inbounded for Greece. Greece pass up ahead. It's going to go all the way through traffic and out of bounds, and they stop the clock with 1.5 to go here for Kearney High. And so they're going to not have a whole lot of time to do anything with it after North Star turns the ball over. Well, right now there's a problem with the clock as they're going to put 1.9 on the clock here, and that was more accurate. I saw when the ball went out of bounds, it ran just a little bit. It's rebounded, just inbounded here for Stitham. She's going to put it on her hip, and that'll do it for one quarter. At the end of one quarter, the Bearcats have a 17-8 lead over Lincoln North Star. Coverage of high school basketball brought to you by Husker Power Products. Bearcats lead it by 9. We'll return to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth right after this timeout.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The Bearcats have a 17-8 lead right now over Lincoln North Star, and the Bearcats will have possession of the basketball first. As they bring in the offensive end, give it off on that left side for Snyder. Snyder's going to get a nice little screen on that far side there by Miller. Will drive the lane. Little floater going to be no good. And the ball's on the ground. Miller trying to roll it out. It's going to be a hell ball. And the possession arrow is going to point to the Gators. So North Star will have it. And again, they've been held to only 8 points here in the first half. Archie's been their leading scorer on the season. She's the only one that averages 10 points per ball game. Ball inbounded here on the right side for Brugman. Brugman is able to lob it up ahead. Archie's got it. We'll get the ball back around. Now Brugman has it. Top of the circles. Now we're in the half-court area. And they'll give it off right wing. For Bowles. Bowles going to drive. Give it in for Archie. Archie, extra step, walked with the ball. Yep. Good defense in underneath there for Brianna Miller as Miller is able to force the turnover with some solid defense. Cats have led throughout in this one. Right now they lead it by 9. And they'll lob it in the lane here for Snyder, who kicks off on the left sides for Spiker. Back around the perimeter. Now Peters has it. Kicks it back over there for Spiker. Spiker was open for 3, but Kearney High is going to be patient here with a little bit less than 7 minutes to go before halftime. Peters has it right side. They get it at the elbow here for Snyder. Snyder, little spin, kick out. Now Spiker will fire the 3. That's going to be no good. And the rebound taken out and then stolen away. Coming up with it is going to be Spiker, who takes it off glass and scores. Lauren Spiker is able to come up with the loose ball. We'll give her credit for an offensive rebound there, but really it was more of a steal. And now a deflected pass. It is stolen away. Peters has it. Gives it to Snyder. Snyder will spin. Snyder will score. And the North Star will call a timeout. Bang, bang, bang. Bearcats building that lead out to 13. They lead it 21-8 with 6:25 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take timeout with them. We're back after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Bearcats with a 21-8 lead, a 13-point advantage. And again, they are dominating every statistical category of this ball game. And they'll turn the ball over again. Long pass is going to be picked up by Miller. Miller was not across the timeline. Her foot was on the line, wasn't fully in the offensive end. And that's a break here for Kearney High. Otherwise, they would have turned that ball back over when they gave it back to Stitham. Stitham will give it in the lane here for Snyder. Snyder puts up a shot, and Angelique Archie is going to be called for her second foul of the ball game. As you mentioned, Archie is their leading scorer on the season. She averages about 4.5 points per ball game and a little bit over 10 points a contest. Free throw up and no good here for Snyder. So Snyder misses the first of two free throws, has one more coming up here, and that one is up and good. So she makes that one, and Snyder now has 10 in the ball game. She herself has outscored North Star. It's 22-8. Long pass up ahead to Bowles. Bowles has numbers, and we're going to have a reaching foul here on Kelsey Stitham. Stitham dropping back on defense, hustling back there, but she's going to commit the foul. So 22-8, Bearcats with a 14-point lead. And it's going to be Grease that gets the ball inbounded to her. She'll kick the ball off here on the left side for Brugman. Brugman kicks it back out for Grease. Grease will give it to Brugman. Brugman jumper no good. Snyder pulls down the defensive rebound after the North Star miss. And she'll get it up ahead here for Stitham. Back inside for Snyder. Snyder's going to take it off glass. Spins no good. Gets her own rebound. And she'll rattle that one in. Snyder missed the first one, but she's not going to miss the second one after she pulled down that rebound. And it's now a 16-point Bearcat lead. On the right side, Brugman gives it up ahead to Archie. Long pass over here for Grease. Grease doesn't want to drive against Miller. Had a little bit of quick advantage there. Entry pass down low for Archie. And Archie going to be pushed. As falling down there is Miller. And Miller, on the way down to the ground, kind of has a little push there. And that will cost her a foul. North Star yet to head to the free throw line. And checking in here for North Star is going to be Michelle Tomlin. And walking off the court, and I do mean walking, is going to be Angelique Archie. She is taking her time. 5:13 to go here. She hasn't been out of the action a lot, so she's getting a little breather here. Tiedemann gets the ball inbounded to her and almost lost it. Kicks it back out here for Brugman. Brugman gives it out left wing. Now they'll get it inside. A little post move here for Michelle Tomlin, and Tomlin will hit the shot. So Michelle Tomlin, a little post move down low, and she's able to rattle that one in. So on the bounce here is going to be Snyder. Snyder from the free throw line spins, kicks out for Peters, gives it now top of the circle, off for Stitham. Stitham looking over for Spiker. Spiker actually looking at the bench right now, so Stitham does not throw her the ball wisely, and they'll give it off here right side for Miller. Instructions have been given, so Stitham will give it off now to Spiker. Spiker thought about the three, will dribble more to that right wing, give the basketball back out here for Stitham, and they get it inside for Miller. Miller, a little jumper, no good, and rebounded by Brugman. So Brugman pulls down the rebound, and here comes North Star, and now they'll speed things up a little bit. Grease will kick the ball back out for Tiedemann. They get off right side for Bowles. Bowles and Tiedemann playing catch between the circles, and now they're working on that left perimeter, posting up down low for North Star is going to be Tomlin. Tomlin does not get the ball. They keep looking in. Now they get it to Tomlin in the lane. She's going to kick it back out, and around the perimeter we go for Bowles. Bowles, little runner, up and good, and she's hit on the arm, so she has a chance for an and one. Leighton Brugman, nice little runner there. She's got 6 points in the ball game. She's a leading scorer here for the Gators. And for Snyder, that's going to be foul number two. So Snyder has two of the four fouls called against Kearney High here. Both teams now with four fouls here in the first half. And the second, the free throw is up and good for Brugman. So Brugman does finish off the and one. And with that 3-point play, now has 7 points in the game. So in the offensive end here is going to come Stiffen. She gives it away, now gets it back, kicks right side for Peters. Peters is going to skip it out on that left side there for Spiker. Spiker at the elbow for Peters. Peters shot no good. Rebound going to be pulled down there by Tomlin. So Tomlin pulls down the defensive rebound. Nice look there for Kearney High. No points to show for it, though. And North Star in the offensive end. Tiedemann's going to give it off right side for Bowles. And, again, they're going to milk the clock here a little bit. Down by 11. And they're very content to have long periods of time with the basketball. And Bowles will take it off on that right side. Brugman, double team, has to kick the ball back out here for Greece. Around the perimeter, nice ball movement. And Tiedemann is now going to hit a three. So Jenna Tiedemann strokes in her first 3 points of the night. And Kearney High has a chance to answer back as they give it to Spiker on the right side. She doesn't want to shoot that three-pointer so quickly, but she'll give it off for Stiffen, who has it between the circles. Picked up there man-to-man by Greece. Will dribble, take it to the elbow, has a little screen, missed the shot, comes up with the rebound. Ball going to be handed back to her, and she'll fire again. And this time she'll hit from three. Stiffen drains the three-pointer. And she's able to stroke in the three-pointer as she was handed the basketball there by Peters, who did a nice job of screening for her as well. Entry pass inside for Tomlin. Tomlin off glass, no good. And rebounded by Miller. So Miller pulls down the bound, and Cats now, they'll take their time as they walk slowly into the offensive end. They lead at 27-16. And coverage of basketball brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Glad you could join us for high school basketball here. Skip pass on the left wing. Over for Peters. Now between the circles. They'll get the ball out here for Stiffen. Bearcats, I understand why they're milking the clock. They're up by 11. Less than 2 minutes to go here before halftime. And Spiker will get it to Miller. Pass down low is going to go off the hands of Tomlin and out of bounds. So when that happens, we're going to get a lot of changes here for North Star. Checking into the game for the first time is going to be Elena Mayer. She comes in. Tomlin stays out there. But they do bring in Angelique Archie, and they try to inbound it. And that'll be a Kearney High turnover. They try to enter it in as Kelsey Clark had the ball knocked right back to her. And when that happened, she was out of bounds as the ball was inbound for just a nanosecond. And with a minute 40 to go here, it will be North Star basketball. Mayer dribbles on that right side. Ball knocked loose by Obermiller, but she can't quite finish the turn of the steal there. And Mayer is able to pick it up. Minute and a half to go. And Tomlin tries to force it inside and diagnosing it and making the steal here is going to be Obermiller. So North Star turns the ball over again. And they've had some trouble with that as they've turned the ball over now six times in the game. Left side Spiker has it. Minute eight to go here before halftime. She gives it to Clark between the circles. Now Stiffen on that right side. North Star staying in the zone. And Kearney High more than happy milking the clock. I think they may very well look for the very last shot of the first half here as they are already guaranteed heading into the locker room with a lead. They lead at 27-16. And by the way, at last report, Kearney Catholic and Cozad tied at 16 after one. That's boys district action for you on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It's kind of the equivalent of trying to show you pictures of my kids here because there's nothing happening right now on the court. There's not even anybody very close at all to Clark. And Clark actually has turned around looking at Coach Boyd and North Star. They're working on their hair. They're dropping back now in a 2-1-2 zone. Here as Kearney High is milking the clock now, 17 seconds to go. And they're starting the long countdown, are the Rowdies, on that left side to give it for Stiffen, 10 seconds left. Stiffen now has the top of the circle, gives it right side, open is Clark. She's going to fire a three, no good. Long rebound going to be taken down. Coming up with it is Brugman. Brugman's going to shoot from half court at the buzzer, and that will do it for the first half. Kearney High heads the locker room with a 27-16 lead here at intermission. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School as the Bearcats have the lead in the first ever district playoff game the Cats have ever played on their home floor. And the Lady Cats with a 27-16 lead here at intermission. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And everything right now is looking Kearney High's way as they have a 27-16 lead over Lincoln North Star here at intermission. And the Bearcats have blocked a couple of North Star shots. They forced North Star to turn the ball over six times here in the first half. North Star has only gotten to the free throw line one time. Shooting-wise, Kearney High unofficially 9 of 20 from two-point range and 2 of 7 from behind the arc. So they're 11 of 27 shooting here in the ballgame. North Star not shooting a bad percentage, actually. They're 7 of 18, but the Bearcats have got up 9 more shots than what North Star has, and they've also scored 3 points at the free throw line compared to 1 here for North Star. So again, statistically, things looking Kearney's direction as they have that 27-16 lead here at intermission. For North Star, here in the first half, leading scorer is going to be Leighton Brugman. She's got 7 points and a couple of rebounds. Angelique Archie has 4 points, 1 rebound. Janet Tiederman, 3 points. Michelle Tomlin has a couple of points and a couple of rebounds. And again, North Star unofficially 7 of 18 from the field, where they're shooting about 39% so far here in the ballgame. That's really about the only thing that's keeping them in it, because Kearney High has, I don't want to say struggled from the field, because they're shooting about 41%, but a couple of those were layups in underneath. They haven't shot the ball real well, but they still have a comfortable 27-16 lead here at intermission, in part because Skylar Snyder is leading the way with 12 points, 3 rebounds, and at least a couple of those are offensive rebounds that have turned into buckets. Lauren Spiker has 8 points here in the first half. Kelsey Stitham has 5. Brianna Miller has 2 points and 2 blocks in the game here so far, as Kearney High has been able to out-rebound Lincoln North Star here in the first half, 14-6. Here in the first half. So 8 more possessions because of rebounds, and including a couple that turned in the buckets with offensive rebounds. And they've also been able to force 6 turnovers for North Star. Bearcats, according to my numbers, have turned the ball over only 1 time here in the first half. Once again, your halftime score, 27-16, Kearney High with the lead over North Star. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're at the break, and we've got a 27-16 lead here for Kearney High as they've been able to kind of control things. North Star trying to take some time off the clock and trying to limit the number of possessions here for Kearney High. And that works okay for a while, but you're still down by 11 points, and North Star is going to have to find some way to get hot here. Otherwise, the Bearcats are going to be able to just kind of run away and hide in this one. Once again, Bearcats with a 27-16 lead over Lincoln North Star. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, it's Cozad with the lead over the Kearney Catholic boys, 33-22 at intermission. That means Cozad outscored the Stars 17-6 in that second quarter, and so they've got a comfortable lead here. Don't forget, if the Bearcats are able to hold on in this one, we'll be back here on Thursday as they'll be taking on the winner of tonight's Fremont and Grand Island game. And then on Saturday, we'll be traveling out to Omaha, where the Bearcats are going to be traveling to take on Omaha Central. And last minute, halftime guest, Scott Steinbrook, kind enough to join us. And I didn't have a chance to really talk to you before and kind of warn you that I was going to try to ask you to join me here at halftime.
I should have known. It's part of the routine. It's halftime of a girls' game. Even though we're not playing, I should have just hustled right over here.
Well, that's okay. And then you left. It was like I was trying to wave you down, but we're all good. Scott, real quick, tell us about Central. What are you guys are facing? They're not the same Central of old, but they're still a pretty solid basketball
team. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, they don't have the roster laden with Division I talent like they have in previous years, but they're still Omaha Central at their place. It's a tough matchup. They're super athletic. But, you know, they're 12-9. I mean, they're a really good team that has stumbled down the stretch a little bit. In our last 12 games, we're 6-6. In their last 12 games, they're 5-7. So they were off to a hot start, ranked in the top five, but they haven't had a great second semester. So hopefully we can kind of see that trend continue and then maybe not play or shoot or defend maybe the way they have in past years.
And, again, that's a matchup when you're starting to look at it. I don't think you lost a whole lot of sleep. I'm not trying to say anything that's on anybody's bulletin board. But, again, it's a matchup where you guys really feel like maybe you can compete.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody from Omaha Central is probably listening to the broadcast tonight, so I think we're safe whatever we talk about. I could be wrong.
Hey, we're live on the World Wide Web.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Yeah, you know, they're – obviously they are talented, but there's – you know, there's no Akoya Gao. There's no K.J. Scott. There's no DeAndre Hollins-Johnson, guys that were three-year starter and big-time college recruits. We feel like we have a chance if we just come out and play our game. And obviously we have to make some shots, take care of the basketball against their pressure. But we're looking at it on paper and saying, you know what, that's a decent first-round matchup for us. And it's a fun one. I told our kids, yeah, you get to go to downtown Omaha and play at Omaha Central, one of the most tradition-rich schools in all sports in the state. And what's not to love about that?
Well, you know, presidents have been there. Of course, it was President Hayes back in 1878, but that's a different history nerd alert. You guys have been playing pretty good ball. I mean, yeah, even some losses that you've kind of had, you've been in a lot of ball games and doing a lot of things. Are you kind of really where you like to be right now? I mean, not record-wise necessarily, but...
I know what you mean. We had been playing very well. We stumbled a little bit the last couple weekends. The big loss at Norfolk, you know, not that we thought we would go in there and steal a win, but we thought we'd compete better. And then the loss on senior night was tough for all of us to stomach. But I think that really lit a fire. Our last 2 days of practices, I tell you what, the kids have competed like crazy. And part of it is just that finality of the postseason. You realize you get one more go at it. But they've done a great job competing in practice. And even though we lost our last two, You know, I sense a confident bunch. We have nothing to lose, and I just sense a quietly confident bunch right now.
Well, it'll be fun, and we'll talk to you before the game on Saturday.
Very good. Thanks, Randy.
All right, thanks, Scott. Scott Steinberg, head boys basketball coach here for Kearney High, as the Bearcats will be at Omaha Central. The game is scheduled for 5:30 on Saturday, and we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN Radio. Well, that will wrap up things here for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Bearcats with a 27-16 lead. Maybe I should keep Scott. He'd be my color guy. He's welcome to. He's texting. Yeah, it's all good. North Star will be on defense first. Bearcats with that 11-point lead will have first possession here. And again, rebounding, they got the edge. Turnovers, they have the edge. And more importantly, they have the edge on the scoreboard, 27-16. And pretty soon, North Star will not be able to use this strategy of taking a lot of time off the clock and limiting the Bearcats' possessions, because they'll need those possessions to try to come back. Cats up by 11 as they'll get the ball on the right side here for Obermiller. Obermiller gives it off for Snyder. Snyder looks to the inside but works it back around the perimeter from the free throw line. Ball in the hands of Miller. And she'll kick the ball back around, give it off top of the circle here for Stitham to Miller at the elbow. And Miller now is going to skip it left side for Spiker. Entry pass down low. Obermiller trying to work it off glass. Outlet pass is going to be intercepted. North Star snuck in there, and she didn't see the defender step between her and the perimeter player. So that'll be a turnover here on the Cats. Only their second of the game, according to my records. On the dribble here is going to be Bowles. Bowles gives it off here left side for Tomlin. Tomlin made the start here in the second half and will give the ball right side for Bowles. Bowles will back out a little bit, and they're not going to set a screen for her. She just keeps backing out, backing out, backing out, and she's in the center jump circle. Now gives it left side, and penetration here by Bowles, and she gets it back working. I think she turned it over, traveled, but the outlet pass is going to be stolen away by Snyder. Snyder has it, going to drive, going to flip, going to miss, but she will head to the free throw line. North Star with the turnover. Snyder couldn't capitalize on the other end, but she drew the body contact. And so she'll go line and shoot a couple free throws here. So Skylar Snyder will step back to the line. And her free throw here is up and good. Snyder on the season, about a 63% free throw shooter. She makes the first of two here and now has 13 points in the ballgame. Inside is 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Second free throw good for Snyder. And it's now a 13-point lead for the Bearcats again. They've led by as many as 14. And on the dribble here is going to be Brugman. Brugman still shut off in the half court. Well, they'll throw the long pass up ahead here for Tomlin. Tomlin kicks into the corner here for Greece. Greece is going to fire a three. That's going to be no good. And the rebound going to be taken out by Stitham. Stitham in the offensive end. They don't shut her off. She'll drive all the way in and get fouled as she lays it up. We'll shoot two here, and she was hit and had to force away with that shot being partially blocked and threw it up there maybe a little bit too hard. But she was fouled, and so Bowles' second foul will get her back to the free throw line for two, and the free throw is up and good here for Stidham. So Stidham now is six in the game, and the Cats now equal their largest lead of the contest. Now they've surpassed it. They lead it now by 15 after two free throws here by Kelsey Stidham. She's got seven in the game, and it's 31-16. Long pass to Tomlin. Tomlin driving, working against Miller. Entry pass going to be knocked loose by Stidham into the hands of Miller. So North Star turns it over, and a long pass up ahead is going to be intercepted by Brugman. So the Cats turn it over, and Brugman in the offensive end. Stitham tried to get the steal and had a stiff arm there that kept her away from the ball, and no foul called either way. And Brugman has it now as Snyder more than an arm's length away. Now she'll step up the defense on her. Brugman dribbles to that right side, enters it down low for Tomlin. Tomlin's outside the lane, so they'll kick it back out here for Greece. They get it on that left side, and Archie has her shot blocked by Miller. Miller comes up with the basketball and then a foul. And the foul is going to be on Archie. I think Archie was a little frustrated there after she had her shot blocked and then couldn't come up with the rebound as Miller blocked it, got the defensive rebound, came up with the ball, and then kind of dogpiled on top of her did Archie. So Angelique Archie with the foul. And with the basketball here is going to be Obermiller. Left side, they give it to Snyder. Snyder's open for three, a little bit too strong there. And North Star comes out with it. Brugman throws it up ahead here for Bowles. Bowles And Kearney High, again, will let them milk take some time off the clock. They're up by 15 with 5:13 to go here in quarter number three. So I think the Cats will be content to have them milk some time off. Archie has it top of the circle. Hands the ball off here for Brugman. Brugman on that left wing. Now we'll hand the ball back out. They'll give it top of the circle here for Archie, who gives it inside for Tomlin. Tomlin, one-handed runner, shot no good. Miller was able to save it into the hands of Spiker. So Spiker comes up with it after the North Star miss, but that's great work there by Miller. One of those things that happens that won't show up in the scorebook, but a nice play there by Miller. She's working around the perimeter now. We'll set a little screen down low as Snyder has it. Snyder has the ball knocked loose, and she'll pick it up near the jump circle and give it off right side for Stidham. Stidham has it, and again, both teams right now content milking the clock. Bad pass. It's going to be intercepted here by Bowles. Bowles, a little hesitation dribble, takes it off glass and will score after the Kearney High turnover. So that'll cut the lead down to 13. And if the Cats can keep this lead around 15 or so, it might get North Star to play a different strategy here in the game. In the lane, Snyder tries to throw it down low, and that'll be another Kearney High turnover. A little sloppy pass, and Tomlin's there defensively. So the Gators in the offensive end, as Bowles has it, and again, we'll take time off the clock. We are midway through quarter number three. And on the right side is Brugman. Brugman shut off on the baseline by Snyder. Gives it out for Tomlin. Tomlin's outside of the lane and will hand it off for Brugman. Brugman now will drive the lane, run into Miller. Shot no good. Miller's able to track it down. Great work there by Miller after the North Star miss. And now Kearney High has it. Right wing Spiker gave it away, gets it back, fires a three. Back the iron, no good. Rebound tipped, and North Star is able to come up with it. After snagging the bound on the run here is going to be Bowles. Bowles pass on that last side for Archie, and Archie's going to be fouled. Nice ball movement there as Bowles with a little drive and then got it off to Angelique Archie. And now Archie will shoot two free throws after the Miller foul here. That's only the second on Brianna Miller. And Archie's free throw is good. So Archie hits the first of two. And checking in here for Kearney High is going to be Kelsey Clark. So second free throw up and good. And we have a substitution coming in now for Archie. She'll come out. And Jenna Tiederman, one of the starters, is going to check back into the ballgame. So Clark, again, taking some time off the clock, brings it in the offensive end. As North Star, again, will not closely guard the ball from out there. They get it on the baseline here for Miller. Miller's shot's no good. Rebounded by North Star. Maya Almond pulls down the rebound. Good look there for Kearney High, but can't get the shot to fall. So their 16-point lead has been whittled down to 11. On the baseline, there's Tiederman. And she'll get the ball back out here for Bowles. Bowles gives it off right side here for Almond. And thinking about the three here is Brugman. Brugman will penetrate a little bit, gives it out for Almond. Almond stops at the free throw line. And now circling through here is Tiederman with the basketball. She'll kick it out to Miller on that left side. Samantha Miller working against Stitham. Stitham there defensively. Hands up, so no foul call there. Brugman will step into a three on that left side and bank it in. And a timeout being taken here by North Star. After a banked three, it's an 8-point ball game. Kearney High with a 31-23 lead this timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 2:19 to go in the third. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, 8 straight points here for Lincoln North Star, and they've cut Kearney's 16-point lead in half, and they've called the timeout here to try to maybe improve on that. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Welcome back to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth here at Kearney High. First time the Bearcats hosting a district tournament game on their own court. They've hosted smaller schools, but they've never been the home team in the district action here at Kearney High. And with the basketball on the left side is Snyder. She'll give it to Clark. Clark's open from the free throw line. Shot's going to be a little bit short and no good. And rebounded by Northstar. Almond pulls down the rebound. And Northstar will slowly bring into the offensive end. They'll get the ball here on the right side for Teeterman. Teeterman stops at the elbow, works it back around the perimeter. With it is Miller. Miller gives it off here left side for Brugman. Back out here for Almond. Almond tries to throw it down low. I think it was intercepted by one Northstar player, so they're lucky to keep the ball here. As coming up with it over there is Miller. Miller is working against Stitham. Stitham with pretty good defense there. Now she'll drop out to near midcourt and give the ball left side for Brugman. Brugman helps work the ball down low in the lane. Shot's going to be blocked in there. Another block by Miller as Northstar has that one swatted away. And Miller is able to come up with the basketball as well. Snyder on the left side is going to drive in the lane. A little spin, a little float, and it rolls around, no good. Rebounded by Obermiller, and Obermiller will score. Bree Obermiller is able to make the putback after a nice little runner that just wouldn't fall through the rim. It rolled all the way around it there for Snyder. And now the pass down low. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Stifton, but they're going to call a foul. First time all night, really, the North Star tried to attack right away. And on the run there was Brugman. And Brugman going to be fouled by Stifton. That'll be her second personal foul. And a couple free throws coming up here for Brugman. And it's up and in. Well, they haven't been to the free throw line a lot, but North Star has been perfect there so far. They're now 4-for-4 in the game. 53.8 to go here in the third quarter. It's 33-24. 9-point lead here for Kearney High. And the second free throw is no good. And rebounded by Archie. Archie now will drive, take it off glass. It hangs on the rim. No good. And the rebound taken out by the Cats. Up ahead here for Snyder. Snyder has a shot blocked out of bounds. And they're going to call a foul here on Bowles. Bowles does not like the call. That's going to be her third foul. And now Snyder will go to the line. 44 seconds to go, third quarter. 33-24. Cats lead been cut down to 9. And now it's back out to 10. As Snyder now has 15 in the game after hitting the first of two free throws. And again, North Star has tried to take the air out of the ball a little bit and have some long time on their possessions for the most part and limiting the number of possessions that Kearney High has. Second free throw is good. And that hasn't been a bad strategy, but I don't know if they can do that a whole lot more here because they're down by 11. Pass to Archie, and she'll give it off here on the left side. They get across the timeline with no problem. In the corner is Grease. She's going to kick the ball down here for Tristan Miller. Miller, little runner in the lane, no good. And the rebound by Archie, and we've got a foul. So Archie pulls down the rebound, and as she was trying to put the shot up, is going to be fouled by Brianna Obermiller. That's just going to be her first. And now Angelique Archie back to the line. She's got 6 points in the ball game and makes the free throw here. For the Cats, back in the battle is going to be Brianna Obermiller. And Miller will come out. As my apologies, they called that foul on Miller. And that's going to be her third foul. So second free throw up and good here for Archie. And Miller with that, as we mentioned, her third foul now. And Kearney will slowly bring it across the timeline. Now with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They're still at the center jump circle. Clark is, and we'll give it off for Snyder on the left side. Snyder being covered there by Archie, man-to-man. And Archie's going to sag in just a little bit. And now Snyder will spin in the lane. Floater, back the iron, no good. Rebound's going to be taken out there by Almond. Almond gives it up here left side. Half-court shot at the buzzer by Archie is no good. And Kearney High has a 9-point lead as we head to the final 8 minutes. They lead at 35-26. We'll be back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing.
Let Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The Bearcats with a 35-26 lead here. Both teams playing it close to their best. Both are pretty healthy here, as no one's been hurt so far here in the game. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Tomlin will work the ball here left side for Brugman. A dangerous pass, and then North Star turns it over. And they'll kick it up ahead here for Spiker. Spiker, nice jump stop in the lane, and she'll get the bucket. Well, she got the defense out of position here with that little jump stop, and when they went past her, she was able to just make a shot from about 4 feet away. Nicely done on that transition. With the dribble here is Bowles. She'll give it top of the circle for Greece. Back to Bowles on that left side. 7:18 to go. And again, North Star just doesn't really look comfortable at all offensively. Brugman looking inside for Tomlin. And on that left side, Archie wants it. Archie's got it. And she'll get it in the lane here for Brugman. Brugman's going to drive. It's blocked by Miller. It went off of somebody's foot and out of bounds. It literally was punted out of bounds. Not sure by who. I think they're going to say off of North Star. And Miller with yet another block here in the ballgame. She has been a force, as I think she's got six blocks here in the game. Between the circles with the basketball is Stitham. Stitham gives it to Miller. Miller, a little jumper from the corner. Good. She hits it from the corner of the lane. And Brianna Miller hits it from the free throw lane. Just her fourth point, but she's got seven rebounds and six block shots. Tomlin wants the ball top of the circle. That's not really her game. As they work it back around now, left side to get it to Tomlin in the lane. Another block by Miller, but they're going to call her for a foul on the body. A lot of basketball. She did not foul her with her arm, but she did foul her apparently with the body. And so it's going to be Michelle Tomlin at the line shooting a couple. That's now four on Miller. 13-point lead here for Kearney High, 39-26. Second free throw is, first free throw is no good. And the second one is no good as well. And she knew it, as crashing immediately was Tomlin after the free throw. It's always a sign she knew she missed it. Spiker has it in the offensive end. And now Stiffen will give it back to Spiker on that right side. Spiker with the dribble, gives it to Miller. Miller throws it down low for Obermiller, wide open. Obermiller gets the pass from the high post down to the low post. And now the Bearcats call a timeout. 6:06 to go here, fourth quarter. Kearney High leads at 41-26. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. For the Bearcats, just honor every possession. You don't have to score all the time. You already have a 15-point lead, but take some time off the clock. Don't just sit on it. You have to still be trying to attack here a little bit, but take a little time off the clock when you've got your hands on the ball. That's our Seeds of Success, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer brand seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information? Get the most out of every acre. That's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. And North Star turns the ball over. Bearcats on the drive. Left-hand layup no good here for Stiffham after the turnover. And she'll go the line. Our great seeds of success for a better yield. Start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. And so North Star did not follow our advice in terms of honoring every possession. They threw it in there a little bit early. And Stiffham, with the intercepted pass, led the attack. And now will go the line and shoot two after the foul. And the first free throw is up and no good. So Stiffham now with 7 in the game. Kearney High as a team now is 9 of 13 from the free throw line. They're toweling off a little bit of perspiration in front of the North Star bench here, or water, not sure which, but you don't want it to be slick over there. Second free throw, no good. So the Cats miss both free throws there with Stiffham, and it's going to be rebounded in the offensive end is Brugman. Brugman gives the ball off on the left side around the perimeter. Bowles has it in the lane here for Brugman. Brugman, tough shot off glass, good. She caught it just outside the lane. Had a little runner, didn't really face the basket as she kind of spun and put up a one-handed shot off glass. 13-point lead here still for Kearney High with 5:22 to go. Presenting sponsor of high school basketball, Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. And ball on the hip here for Peters. And she'll kick the ball top of the circle here for Stitham. Stitham, five-second count is going on. Now she'll dribble, and they'll reset that five-second count. They're considering this closely guarded, even though it's more than an arm's length away. And they'll kick the ball here left side for Spiker. Spiker not being closely guarded. And we'll hand the ball back out here for Stitham. 4:50 to go. On the dribble is going to be Stitham. Gives it right side here for Snyder. Snyder not closely. Gives it for Miller. And backdoor cut. They get it to Snyder. Snyder had a shot blocked. Has it blocked again as she got the rebound. And Archie comes up with the rebound and then turns the ball over. As the ball is intercepted here by Stitham. Stitham leading the break. And then we've got a foul. And that'll be on Bailey Bowles. That will be her fourth foul. And that's as much frustration as anything. As they got the nice defensive play in underneath here by Archie. But then they turn the ball over. So they'll toss it in here for Stitham. Around the perimeter we go. Obermiller gives it back here left side for Stitham. Stitham was open for a three-pointer there, but she's going to take some more time off the clock. 4:22 to go. Bearcats lead it, and somebody zigged when they should have zagged. Stitham threw the ball down low in the lane, and there wasn't anybody there, and she thought somebody was going to cut in. And so Kearney High turned the ball over. Cats did work off nearly a minute on that possession. Technically, it was two possessions because of the rebound pulled down after the black shot by the Gators, but they turned it over so quickly. Archie now throws it in the lane. Ball's knocked loose. Coming up with it, Stitham. Stitham out to Spiker. Spiker's going to slow it down. Everybody cycles through, and she'll hand the basketball back out here for Stitham. So another North Star turnover, and left side Snyder has it. Picked up man-to-man by Almond, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Stitham, top of the circle, could have shot the three if they needed it, but they're going to work the clock instead, and they give it off right side here for Snyder. Top of the circle, Obermiller. Obermiller kicks left wing here for Spiker. Top of the circle for Stitham. Stitham will give the ball left side here for Spiker. And they'll get the ball back out. Spiker's got it top of the circle, now right wing. And off of his screen, they give it for Stitham. Stitham is going to be picked up there man-to-man by Grease. And she'll dribble back out a little bit. Give the ball back out for Miller. 4:09 to go. Excuse me, 3:09 to go. As Kearney High again, limiting the amount of time that the Gators can attack. Driving here is going to be Stitham. Stitham off glass, good. And a timeout here for Kearney High. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Bearcats with a full timeout here with 2:58 to go in the fourth quarter. They lead it 43-28. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products.
your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth, the A7 girls semifinals here in the NSAA basketball tournament. And the Bearcats in tall cotton here. They lead it 43-28, less than 3 minutes to go in the game here against North Star. Entry pass in the lane. Wanting the ball is Archie. Archie shot's a little bit too strong. Spiker pulls down the rebound. And Kearney High again will slowly bring in the offensive end. Stitham has it. And again, I'm somewhat surprised that North Star isn't trying to commit some fouls, and now they're going to use that strategy, as Elena Mayer is going to be called for the foul. That'll be now seven as a team against the Gators, and to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 is going to be Brianna Obermiller. And Obermiller on the season is a 77% free throw shooter. She hits the first of what are now two free throws here. She hits the front end of the 1-1. And she's got one more coming. And the second free throw is up and good. So she makes both ends of the 1-1. And the Cats now have their largest lead at 45-28. I think you can put this one in the book. There's only 2:25 to go here as North Star, they'll dribble to that right side. Greece is going to be picked up there man-to-man by Stitham. So they'll work around the perimeter. Left wing with it is Bowles. Bowles, top of the circle. Looking, kicking now left side for Brugman. They'll throw it in that corner over there for Mayer. Mayer dribbles, kicks now top of the circle for Bowles. Bowles going to drive. She was open for three, and she'll drive in the lane, having some trouble, and she's going to double dribble with it. She ran into Miller, had the ball roll off of her leg, and then started dribbling again, and that'll be a double dribble here on North Star. Michelle Tomlin going to check back in here for North Star. And there is 2 minutes and 1 second left in their high school basketball season. Bearcats with a 45-28 lead. And they'll take on the winner of tonight's Fremont-Grand Island game as that game is being played in Fremont. Right wing with the ball here is going to be Spiker. She'll give it top of the circle here for Obermiller. And now Stitham will stand with her feet on the pot midcourt. Working against a little pressure here from Greece. And she moves so that 5 second count goes off. Minute and a half to go in the ball game. Back in the hands of Stitham. Now they're going to try to double team her, but Stitham dribbling around, just keeping everybody at bay here. And they'll give it off now for Spiker. Spiker's going to be picked up there by Brugman, and Brugman's going to reach in and commit the foul. So it'll be Spiker who will go to the line, have a front end of a 1-1, and she's a 54% free throw shooter. Second personal foul here on Brugman, but with a minute 20 to go, that's not really an issue. Eight fouls as a team here against North Star. So the 1-1 coming up here for Spiker. And her free throw's up and good. So that'll earn her the bonus as well. Cats now 12 of 17 from the free throw line. And unofficially 16 of 41 from the field. And out-rebounding North Star 21-14. They lead on the scoreboard 47-28. In the offensive end, dribbling here is going to be Greece. Greece gives it off here left side for Bowles. North Star will dump the bench at the next stoppage. Snyder with the block. Loose ball's picked up here by Brugman. Brugman can't get the shot to fall. Archie with the rebound, and now Archie can't get that shot to fall either. But she is fouled and will head to the line and shoot a couple. So Spiker, that's going to be her first foul of the ball game. And there'll be two free throws coming up here from Archie, who's been pretty good at the line. She's got 8 points in the game. And now make it nine. And the Gators will dump the bench. Kearney High will answer in kind. And there'll be a nice round of applause here for the Kearney High faithful. Checking in is going to be Hannah Lundell. Mariah Rost. Kelsey Clark checked in there. So did Lauren Strubing. And I think I've gotten everybody. Second free throw for Archie is up and short and rebounded by the Cats. Snagging the bound there for Kearney High is going to be Strubing. So Strubing comes up with it. Little runner in the lane left side. No good. It's going to go off the Gators here and out of bound. And Archie will come out and she'll get a nice round of applause from the Gator faithful. And triggering in the inbounds here is going to be Kelsey Toomey. I don't know if we mentioned Toomey's name in there, but she's going to throw it in with 53 to go. And she'll get the ball here for Lundell. Lundell is going to fire a three. That's going to be no good. And North Star pulls down the rebound. Snagging it is Brooke Horner. And she still has the dribble. Gives it between the circles. Has to get it off here for Miller. Miller, she's going to fire a WNBA three. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Kearney High. That's Jessica Fritzen, who pulls down the bound. 30 seconds to go. And with the ball here is Rost in the lane. They give it for Fritzen. Fritzen's going to kick it out. 19 seconds left. Toomey's going to pass it off on the right side. Now backing out with it is going to be Lundell. And North Star is going to let Lundell just dribble this one out. First home district playoff game ever for the Bearcats here on top of the hill. And they win it comfortably. 47-29. There's the horn. And the district championship game will be Thursday right here at Kearney High. Officially, time not set, but I'm pretty sure we'll have a 7 o'clock tip here on Thursday right here on ESPN Radio. And again, the Bearcats will be playing host to either Grand Island or Fremont, that game being played in Fremont tonight. Once again, your final, 47-29. Bearcats picking up the win. We'll take a quick break when we come back. We'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570. At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here. This is the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. So let's set the stage here for you a little bit. Our next broadcast will be right back here at Kearney High on Thursday, 7 o'clock, where they'll be taking on the winner of tonight's Grand Island-Fremont game. And again, the 7 o'clock tip is, I believe, official, as Kearney High will come in 19-5 on the season, and they'll take on the winner of tonight's game in Fremont, either the Tigers or the Grand Island Islanders. And, again, we'll have that game for you here. Then don't forget, on Friday night, we'll have another district championship game for you, this time in Class C1, as the Kearney Catholic girls will be out at Hastings to take on Central City. Pre-game will be about 6:50. 7 o'clock tip on Friday for the C15 district final. And then on Saturday at 5:30, we'll be over at Omaha Central as the Kearney High boys will be taking on Central in the first round matchup for them. And again, pregame will be around 5:20, and we'll have the tip off around 5:30 right here on ESPN Radio. And don't forget, on ESPN Radio, bright and early at 9 a.m., the Class A and Class D quarterfinals of the state wrestling duels being wrestled over at UNK. And again, Kearney High is in that. So we'll have coverage of the Bearcats for you Saturday morning in wrestling at the state duels. Again, that will begin bright and early at 9 a.m. And we'll have coverage throughout the course of the day on ESPN. That'll last until about, well, until time for our basketball game. And then around 5:30, we'll have Kearney taking on Omaha Central on Friday night as well, on Saturday night as well. So a myriad of sporting events that we have for you as the seasons are wrapping down here. State Wrestling Duels will wrap up the last of the wrestling season, and that'll be Saturday on ESPN Radio. And then on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll have the Kearney High boys on Saturday night, the Kearney Catholic girls on Friday night, and the Kearney High girls, who only need to win one more game to make it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. They'll be on their home floor 7 o'clock against tonight's winner of Grand Island and Fremont. Once again, your final, it's Kearney High over North Star, 47-29. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the numbers, and we'll also have a chance to speak with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach for Kearney High, when we come back with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show as Kearney High advances here very comfortably, 47-29, an 18-point win here for the Bearcats. For North Star, leading the way for them was Leighton Brugman. She finished with 13 points and 4 rebounds. Angelique Archie with 9 points, 5 rebounds. Jenna Teterman had 3 points. Bailey Bowles had 2. And Michelle Tomlin off the bench had 2 points as well. And so the season comes to an end here for North Star at 6-18 on the year. For Kearney High, who led throughout the course of the game, never trailed at any point. They were led by Skylar Snyder. Snyder finished with 16 points and 3 rebounds. Lauren Spiker had 12 points, 3 rebounds. Kelsey Stitham with 9 points, 4 rebounds. Brianna Obermiller had 6 points, 4 rebounds. Brianna Miller had 4 points, 7 rebounds. And let me see if I can find my blocks here. I had her with 6 blocks in the ball game as well. So Miller again, 4 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 block shots in the ball game. And then that rounds out the scoring here for Kearney High. Snyder 16, Spiker 12, Stitham with 9, Obermiller 6, Miller with 4. But again, 7 rebounds and 7 block shots here in the ball game, as the Bearcats unofficially were 16 of 43 from the field, so they shot about 38%. They were 2 of 9 from behind the arc, so they only shot 18% from three-point range. But they're pretty efficient at the free throw line, where they were 13 of 18, so they shot 72% on the game. Once again, Kearney High will now take on either Grand Island or Fremont on their home floor, 7 o'clock on Thursday, as they win the semifinals here in the A7 girls district. It was Kearney High 47 and North Star 29. We'll take a quick break, and I thought for a moment I saw Coach Boyd, but we're going to try to track him down and talk with the coach as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care. No referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Bearcats win it comfortably over Lincoln North Star 47-29. They're now one win away from making it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. Kind enough to join us is Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach here, and you have to be pretty happy with your team's effort tonight.
Yeah, it's nice to pull out a win. It was a little closer than I wanted most of that game, but it was nice to pull away in the fourth quarter a little bit.
It was kind of interesting to me. They kept trying to limit the number of possessions you had. They took a lot of time, very, very patient. And after a while, you know, you guys built such a fairly comfortable lead that they kind of had to abandon even that strategy.
Yeah, I mean, they were. I mean, it was 12-6, and I think they were holding it, yeah. You know, with our lead. And so, you know, they probably did what they felt like gave them the best chance to win. I mean, I thought they defended us pretty well. They kind of gave us a lot of perimeter looks, and we didn't shoot it very well tonight. So they defended us pretty well and made it tough for us, especially on a cold shooting night. So, you know, I was proud of our girls for their effort and to stick with it. And we were frustrated at times tonight. They frustrated us. I mean, they did a good job on us defensively, but I was glad our girls stuck with it and pulled away.
Well, and part of that frustration was when you did get a good look, and you did, you got some nice looks. They just kind of really weren't falling. And you're, like you say, your shooting percentage, not stellar, especially if you took out the ones where you got either an offensive rebound in underneath or got the steal.
Yeah, we had us for about 30%, I think, from the field tonight. And so, yeah, we didn't shoot it very well. I think 2 of 9 or so from three. And so, on a cold shooting night to win by 18, I told the girls that's a good thing. And then hopefully those are falling Thursday night, because Fremont did win tonight by 20-some, I think, or so, around 20. They were up 20 late in the game, so...
Well, thanks for that information. Well, I was curious about that. Didn't know if I'd heard it. I hadn't heard anything. You guys out-rebounded them. I thought you guys really dominated in underneath, and a great performance by Brianna Miller. I had her with 7 rebounds, 7 blocks, you know, just a lot of other things besides scoring points for you. She was a pretty strong force for you because North Star never really tried at all to get the ball in the lane.
Yeah, well, they did a little with 33 some, but we were trying to help a lot. I thought especially early in the game, we got a lot of offensive rebounds when we kind of built our lead early in the game, got a lot of good offensive rebounds were crashed. And they pack in the lane. So, you know, it's kind of tough offensively if you're not hitting shots, and then it's tough to get rebounds. And we weren't getting as many offensive rebounds for a long stretch there when they were really packing it in. And then we were struggling a little bit. And so we tried to press them. I thought our press worked fairly well tonight. And that got us going a little bit in a tight game in a stretch in the first half there.
And kind of a historic win. This is the first time, you know, with the new format.
Right.
And you guys hadn't been able to be the overall top 7, you know, seeds the last couple of years. Finally, you got to play a district playoff game on your home floor. Talk a little bit about what that experience was about, because really it's what you were been playing for all year.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we had a good student section here tonight. For first round of districts, I thought that was excellent, and we need the home court advantage. I mean, I think we need that atmosphere on Thursday night. We'd like to get even more, you know, more people here and pack this place and hopefully get a lot of community members in here as well on Thursday night, because you're right. It doesn't, you know, how often are we going to host a district championship? It's tough. I mean, you got to be one of those top 7 teams point wise in the state, and it's tough. Class A basketball is tough, and there's a lot of good teams out there. And look, I mean, this year we're seventh, and we were 18-5 coming into the game.
Yeah.
So with a really good record, we barely made it. And so, yeah, it's going to be difficult every year to do that. And so, you know, Thursday night, hopefully we get a lot of people here because it's going to be tough to duplicate that.
With the NSA points, you're seventh, and Fremont is eighth. I mean, so obviously on paper anyway, a real tight matchup. Tell us a little bit about Fremont and what you guys are going to have to do.
Yeah, we beat them by four. It was kind of early when they, you know, when their best player went down early in the year. I know a lot of people know that. So, and so they're not as good as they were before that, but they still got a lot of good players. Their point guard is probably a Division I player and has been scoring 25 to 30 in a lot of games lately. And so we got to kind of shut her down. And then they have another shooting guard, that real good shooter, and just a lot of good role players. They're really, really good defensively. They limit people quite a bit. In fact, I think tonight's score was 15 to 10 at half. Ooh. In the Fremont Grand Island game. And so they're real good defensively. We've got to finish when we get open looks on Thursday night. We've got to make those shots. We got to go up strong because we're not going to get as many good open looks, and they're a good rebounding team as well. So, you know, we got to be ready. We got to be ready for a great effort from them. They're going to play hard. You know, once it comes this time of year, you know you're going to get great effort from people. Yeah, they got some seniors on their team. They don't want to go out and lose, and there's no guarantee of wild card. It's actually probably a long shot for us to get it because a lot of things have to happen. So we got to win Thursday night.
All right. Well, go get him, Jace. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. That game will be 7 o'clock right here on ESPN Radio. Once again, our final here tonight, it was Kearney High 47-29 over at Lincoln North Star. They'll be taking on Fremont at 7 o'clock on Thursday right here on ESPN. And let me see if I can get the update on the game on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. They went into the fourth quarter. Cozad had the lead over Kearney Catholic. And looking for an update and don't have one. So they have not quite gone to a final here. But Cozad, at last report, had an 8-point lead over Kearney Catholic, 44-38 at the end of three. And that's on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. And there it is. There is the final, as it's Cozad over Kearney Catholic, 65-53. And they'll head on to the C-110 sub-district finals. Congratulations to the Haymakers and the Stars and their season now at 15-10. Don't forget, on Thursday, our next high school basketball action here on ESPN Radio, we'll have the Kearney High girls. On Friday, we'll have the Kearney Catholic girls. And then on Saturday, we'll be back with the Kearney High boys at 5:30 at Omaha Central. We'll have that game for you right here on ESPN Radio. And don't forget, also 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, we'll have the Kearney High Bearcats at the state wrestling duels as well on ESPN Radio. 47-29, our final tonight. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer, Jeff Ekstrom, back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.